You're with Anne and Buck at the Roadhouse, and we're joined in the studio now by Christian Balsrow and Anton Liegarden. They are Norwegian filmmakers who are here in Cook County. This is our second visit from them. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks.
Thanks, lots. Thanks.
And sorry, I probably butchered your last names, but anyway, we have a lovely Norwegian flag here in the studio, and we wanted to talk to you and follow up. You were here for, was it about a month this summer?
That's right, and staying for another month this time.
That's great. And you are studying. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in Cook County and your Norwegian Riviera project.
Well, I think there's most people in Norway don't know what an impact Norwegian immigrants had in the U.S. Like 100 years ago. Like this place, for example. There's few places in the U.S. that Norwegians have put a mark on the place in such a way that they have along these shores, and I'm sure that more people than me and Anton are fascinated, intrigued by that.
Just look at all the signs along the road. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's true. How did you choose Cook County?
Well, last time you asked that when I was here, last time we told it was a secret.
We were kind of hoping you'd break it to us. I remembered that too, which is why I'm asking you again.
We're not quite there yet, but we can say we got fascinated by a piece of literature. So you just have to like start googling
literature,
crime novels, Norwegian American. I guess maybe.
Hmm. All right, that sounds good. So you were here last summer, and you now have a website that I don't think you had last summer called LudeFiskHotel.com. Tell us a little bit about that and what you've got on there, because you've got a little video, right, of folks from around here.
Yeah, we just finished up the trailer. Some sneak peeks from the last time we were here. Just a little mix of different portraits that we did then. And we also have some basic info about our project, who we have talked to, and who we are, basically. So that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And describe the project a little bit, if you could, and tell us what you're working on now on this visit, please.
Well, this is different in the way that traditional documentaries you kind of have to see from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
This one is what is called an interactive web documentary. Some call it that. The thing is that you can go on a web page and get to experience a place or a theme in your own time and read as much as you want and skip on if there's something that doesn't interest you. This is going to be like inviting Norwegians and people from Minnesota, hopefully, inviting them in to see Cook County. That's the different thing, yeah.
Now, you were kind of one of the main, as I understand it, parts of your project had to do with what influence Norwegian immigrants had here and how much influence is still here. First, you probably had to define, you know, what are cultural aspects of Norway that are typical to Norwegians.
Absolutely.
That's not easy when you're in that culture.
It's not easy.
No.
And that has been a debate in Norway the last couple of months as well. It's different politicians are struggling and trying to grasp what is Norwegian culture, what is it really? And I don't think they have a clear answer, and neither do we, but we're trying to maybe tell something about it through a variety of portraits.
And are most of the folks that you are looking at now, are they like second generation here? Third generation?
It's
a mix.
Yeah, it's from third to sixth, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it's 100 years about.
120 years since the first people came to Tofte and Hovland, I know. So, there's a lot of generations, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And this time around, we're looking actually more into this new aspect about Norwegian culture, what it means and what it means to possibly lose it. And we're interested in possibly finding here in a place where a lot of other cultures have made an influence on the Norwegians here, what Norwegianness is left. Maybe that's the core of the Norwegian soul. Yeah.
Were you aware that some of the best aspects of our current culture came from Swedes?
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, we could talk for hours for that, but I doubt it's true.
Or were the Greeks?
Oh, I doubt that it was the Greeks.
Oh, okay.
Buck is Swedish?
Have there been any Swedish photojournalists here doing a project about the Swedish Americans?
No, you've got me there.
No, not that we know of. Not to say it hasn't happened, but... Well, now I understand. You've got a poster. You've got a thing here. You're taking a little different approach. You've got a little event.
You know what? When we are going to do this online documentary, we need the help of people that's around here, because the Norwegian soul, the Norwegian humor, everything that's Norwegian, we need to find in you. Yeah, you're showing me the Ollie and Lena jokes book, and that's exactly what I'm getting to. Because in this page, we want you to take part, the listener, as much as possible. We are trying to do that by inviting all of you to a competition, actually, at Sven and Ollie's Pizzeria in Grand Marais. In a couple of weeks, the date, you just read the Cook County News Herald and you'll get the date.
We'd like to have it on the radio.
Yeah,
tell us too.
Because we'd like to announce it on the radio.
Yeah.
Shortly you'll get it. And what we want is all you guys to come and tell the best Sven and Ollie joke you got. Pizzas are the prize, and I know there's also a prize for coming with the best Norwegian accent, and all participants will be rewarded, so that you know.
You have to start preparing people.
I can't wait, because most of the Sven and Ollie or Ollie and Lena jokes I know are not suitable for broadcast, but perhaps they would be okay for the pizza place.
You know anyone? You know any jokes?
A ton of them.
She knows a lot of them that she can't tell on
I know them I can't tell on the air because of their content.
How about no brown cheese this time?
You know what? Last time we had so much trouble through the customs in the U.S.
I think he ate it all.
Yeah, we got it through the last time, but there was like security people poking things into the brown cheese and trying to like analyze it and stuff to see if, I don't know if they thought it was drugs or bomb.
They probably thought
explosives.
It was plastic explosives. Yeah. Is that like the ghee toast?
Yep.
They sell that here in town at Johnson's.
Yeah.
And still we kind of fooled them last time with brown cheese. That's excellent. Great.
Well, I do have one Ollie and Lena joke.
Yep.
Lena, with her hair in curlers, ran out the back door shouting at the garbage man, "Am I too late for the garbage?" The garbage man says, "No, hop right in."
There's a lot of them out there.
The funny thing is, these short jokes shouldn't actually be funny, but in some way, the Sven and Ollie and Lena jokes just works. I don't know, maybe they just nail the Norwegian and Swedish soul. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And of course, it reflects the Norwegian influence here, because you travel elsewhere and it's Italians or it's some other ethnic group that gets picked on.
Oh,
but here it's Norwegians.
I should mention, a couple summers I lived in Washington, D.C. doing work, and I would tell my Sven and Ollie jokes, and I can't tell you how flat they fell, because people didn't get it. They were from the East Coast, it was terrible. I know. I didn't understand. Well, Sven was just pulling his boat up on shore when Ollie wandered up with a puzzlement.
Sven, what you been doing?
I've been fishing, Ollie. What you think I've been doing with these here rods?
Did you catch anything?
A damn Norwegian. Of course I catch something. Sven always catches when he fishes.
If I guess how many you catch, will you give me one of them?
If you guesses how many I catch, I'll give you both of them.
I guess three.
That ain't bad for a Swede. You only missed it by two.
That was a good one. A Swede, he says. I'm going to pat them down.
They might have thrown that in for your benefit, Bob. Here, I have another one. Can I share another one?
Yep.
Ollie's out walking down the street. A street evangelist approaches him and says, "How would you like to be a Jehovah's Witness?" Ollie says, "Heck, I didn't even see the accident."
What? That was great. But and we should make sure that you don't have to be Norwegian or Swede to come and tell these jokes.
Clearly.
You can tell them really good as well. But one more thing that we want to do as well at the same event. We have this quiz to let you find out how much of a Norwegian you are.
Oh.
I can, for example, ask you guys.
No DNA involved, is it?
Have any of you anytime worn a fanny pack?
I have to admit that I have.
You're probably a little bit Norwegian with that. With
that's
that
4 points.
That's four points on the Norwegian scale. And when you're at the supermarket, are you always looking for a shorter line when you are in the line yourself?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably just boosting up the Norwegian scale.
And I think you should check your heritage, guys.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, this is going to be like a little bit translated, but when the US and Canada are playing hockey against each other and the US leads, if you had the possibility, would you switch over to Canadian television to hear them moan?
No, I would flunk on that one.
A Swede probably, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a Swede. Yeah.
So we're going to have that quiz as well. And I think we have a little or big surprise. Uh-huh. That's the third thing. That's
a little
big
or big surprise.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully.
So this is it. Sven and Ollie's coming up in the next couple weeks sometime.
Yep.
In town here.
Listen to the radio, read the newspaper, and you will know.
All right. Well, so, but that can't be taking up your whole month. What else are you working on while you're here?
Oh, we're having lots of work. We're trying to find out exactly what we need to finish the documentary. And that's a hard lot of work. And, for example, I've been up in the Sawbill area, Sawbill Lake. And I've been meeting up with a really nice Norwegian over there. I don't know if you listen to this, Tom, but it was nice being with you today. And I look forward to be more with you. And we're doing all sorts of things, traveling around the North Shore. You're up in Grand Portage, Christian?
Yeah, found some... well, just fascinating to even think that Native Americans, with all their culture and all their connection with elements in our world that we don't even know of, can actually be a little bit Norwegian as well. That's fascinating to us.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to get back to that surprise.
Yeah, we're good at giving hooks, aren't we?
Is that surprise going to be Katinka?
Oh, wow, oh, yeah. Huh? That's a good
did
question.
I put the cat as you know, the cat out of the question. Bag now?
Yeah. She well, yeah.
No. I should mention this is your third colleague.
Yeah, she was here the last time. She did nothing wrong to not be here.
Okay, it's, she couldn't come.
It's just she had another project. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was an important one as well.
And we should mention that we're speaking with, now I'm going to really botch this, Christian Balsrud and Anton Lagarden.
Nice. How'd I do? Sounded a bit Italian there. I could be a bit Italian as well.
Maybe you could correct those pronunciations.
Please help us
for
out.
For the folks out there.
Christian Balsrud.
Anton Lagarden.
You heard it from them.
I actually thought he read his name the wrong way now, actually, but now
I do it all sorts of ways. Just depends on the situation.
And they are here, they're photojournalists, and they're here to do a project on the influence of Norwegians here in our county, and also, of course, how they've changed.
Visit our webpage, lutefiskhotel.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a really neat webpage, by the way. Did you guys design it yourselves?
Well, yeah.
Yep.
It's really different looking.
One thing about putting lutefisk on a website, you can't smell it.
That's
yeah. I like think that. That's probably right. The good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not too glad about lutefisk, so to be honest.
Now, did I read this on your website or somewhere else that, what is it, about 18% of Cook County has Norwegian heritage? Is that correct?
That might be right, yeah. That's about right, at least, yeah.
So is this one of the biggest concentrations of...
Funny thing is that it isn't. There are places that are up to 60% Norwegian.
Wow.
Like in Divide County in North Dakota. But the thing is, there are a few places that Norwegians have, like I said earlier, put a mark on the place in such a way that they have right here. And where there's other aspects that are fascinating as well, like how when you drive through Minnesota and see Duluth, the mountain, the lake, you see all these the same trees that are in Norway. You see the same animals in the forest.
Yeah.
And also
the landscape is just so similar. It's exactly like where I'm from in Norway. And I was amazed when I just got here the first time. It's Norway.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, how else, besides attending the Sven and Ollie's event and contributing their best joke, how can listeners help you out?
You know what? I guess the listeners know that better than we do, so they should probably just contact us through the webpage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a gentleman approach me today, and I forgot to bring his phone number for you, but hopefully he's listening tonight, and you're going to give some information as to how he can contact you. He's Norwegian.
Yep.
And he's a little closer to just coming here than, you know, six generations back.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Every Norwegian is
they all count.
Special.
Okay.
we love all of them, no matter the wrapping or anything.
Now, when you talk about an interactive documentary, I mean, the documentaries I'm used to seeing, I either, you know, I go to a theater or I rent one from Netflix or from the Holiday Station or whatever. What does that mean exactly?
Well, what it basically means is that it's based through a webpage, and instead of a documentary having a start and an ending within the same movie, you can just go and examine a lot of things, take some turns here and there, and just when you've looked at, for say, a portrait of someone, a video portrait, you could examine some photo albums, take some other turns in that documentary, and, you know, engage in just not being fed it.
And also you can actually leave a mark on the webpage yourself, hopefully, yeah.
Oh.
Through either using, you can do that actually already, a good question. If you have Instagram on your phone, you could hashtag Norwegian Riviera, and your picture will go in with ours. That is, if you found some piece of Norwegianness, either if it's a street sign, if it's a dish, if it's a Norwegian person, whatever it is that is Norwegian, that would be cool to just gather all that in hashtag Norwegian Riviera.
What if you have a rotary phone like me?
You should go to a friend's house
and
get him to film you on YouTube telling a Sven and Oli joke.
Okay.
And send it to us.
That would work.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the interactive part where you can take little side trips just by clicking, I imagine, and moving over to the left or the right. Or
you won't be able to do that with the phone either. But
no. Yeah. I'll have to go to, you know, Anne's house or something. Yeah. She's got Instagram.
I don't, but I think I'm going to get it. That's a great idea. Well, you mentioned that people can contact you through the website, lutefiskhotel.com. How long do you plan to be here this time?
We're here for, I think it's about 3 more weeks, give or take. I'm starting to think we need more time almost. It's a lot of things to do around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you visiting other places in the States before you leave?
Actually, just a little stop in Chicago, because that's where our plane is. I ordered that just to see the grave of my great great grandfather who tried out going to the U.S. to get the American dream, but actually failed. It was one of those.
Oh, he died young.
He died soon after coming here. He didn't get his family and children over.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
Good thing, though, because then I wouldn't be here probably.
You wouldn't be doing this.
You wouldn't be making this. Yeah.
Good point. Well, Buck, do you want to try to say their names again?
No. I thought they did a great job. They were very eloquent when they did mention their names. But no, you go ahead.
No. But you know what? In all seriousness, both of you, can you just talk a little bit about the influence you've seen that Norwegians have had on this part of the world and why it's so special?
You want to
well, that's a hard one. I don't know what the Norwegian culture really is about. I think, yeah, you could we're a bit shy sometimes, and I think we're a bit reserved, but when you just get through the doorsteps or something, we have lots of love. And I see that in almost every people around here. They're not shy, though, but...
Funny thing is, we found this old quote from a geography book from the 1800s that says, among other things, that Spaniards are thieving when they're not sleeping. And when they say about Norwegians that they live far from each other, and when they speak a lot about nothing. So if you recognize people that like that, that probably would be the Norwegian gene.
Might be some truth to that.
So the thing is that there's lots of like physical evidence, like in the names of the places around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's physical in science at least. But also we try to find through, for example, these questions with a little humor twist, and with the jokes, try to find traces in other types of
I think there's some in the culture and the foods that we eat as well, you yep. know, and in some of the
how about the architecture, the fish houses or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Oh. And there's and there's just in the last couple of days we've encountered people that work with teaching the craft of building skis, of lafting, of rosemaling, of broadering, of wood carving, all in traditional Norwegian ways. Mm. Along, there's not that many people around there, but the skills are here, so it's just impressive.
Mm-hmm. Were you doing some of that through North House Folk School?
Yep.
Mm. Okay.
You can kind of tell if a Norwegian likes you if he's looking at your feet.
Well, that prompts me. I need to share one of my favorite jokes. It's still okay for the... For the air, Carl says to Oli, when did you start wearing a girdle? Oli says, the same day my wife found one in my glove compartment.
I didn't. Did you understand that?
I was just laughing at another one.
What? You were reading another one at the same time?
Can I try it on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Oli didn't know what to buy his wife for their 50th anniversary. So Sven asks, well, what did you give her for your 25th anniversary? Well, Oli said, I gave her a trip to Norway. Well, Sven says, that wasn't bad. No, it wasn't. Well, but it's hard to give her a better gift. I'm thinking of giving her a ticket back.
Oh, that was good, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it actually was good.
Nice marriage.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add before we let you go and send you off into the Sven and Oli joke world?
I just really want to, Anton here?
Yes, the picture.
He just was nominated for Picture of the Year
in Norway. I'm sorry, Anton. I learned that today.
No problem. That's the most important
prize. I was managing to escape it.
No. We want to hear about that.
Typically Norwegian.
Yeah. It's a very prestigious honor, Picture of the Year.
It's the biggest award for a photojournalist in Norway. So that's we're just so proud to have him in our team.
Yes, but you don't know which picture it is?
I don't know quite yet. I sent in a couple of pictures and a video. I suspect it's the video, but I don't know for sure. So.
Which is the kind of thing he's doing here. So mm-hmm. And that's how good
this
is.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. And
Thank you very much.
You find out more?
15th of March, I think.
Okay.
Back in Norway.
And you'll keep us posted on the blog?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Good. And will you eventually put the winning or nominated photo or video up so people can see it?
Sure.
Great.
We'll do that.
Well, congratulations. So it's called Picture of the Year?
Yeah. Directly translated, yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
You know, I thought of another a way to look at the aspects of Norwegians or another aspect of our personalities. I mean, all of those folks here that have come down through the, 3 to 6 generations or so. I was watching the Norwegian team in cross-country skiing against the Italian team a few years ago. And the Norwegians won in just like you know, a few inches at the very end. And after the race, the Norwegians are just kind of standing around looking at each other, and the Italians you lost are all hugging each other. You know, it's just they're just kind of looking at their feet.
That's just everyday thing for us to win the Olympics and the World Championships. I don't know. So. Have you seen any Swedes do that lately? Like go first over the finish line?
Oh yeah, you have that. Yeah, they have their own races.
Yeah, right. Swedish Championships.
There you go.
The only thing the Swedes crossed first was the Finnish line.
Oh, what? You made that up now? Wow.
No wonder he had the best photo.
Exactly. I can't wait for the pizza and joke night. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and we'll find out about that at some point, a few days, a week.
It's one of the first days, yeah.
All right. Okay, soon.
We'll post it on our website and announce it on
the air. We'll give plenty of time for everybody to prepare.
Will you be recording that audio or video?
Oh, yeah. You have to count on there being a couple of guys funny looking with the camera. Yeah.
That'll be great. Well, I want to thank you both so much, Christian Balsrod and Anton Liegarden, for joining us this evening. And they'll be in town for another 3 weeks or so, and they're investigating what Norwegian Americans do here and the influence that Norway has had on our area. You can contact them through their website, lutefiskhotel.com. And even if you don't want to contact them, take a look at the website because it's pretty cool. Thanks both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.